Ron?
Yep.
Okay. Chav Chesem Abeis. We are up to the last skinny line of Chav Chesem Abeis. Umina Timra. Again, there's, as yesterday, today is one of those days where there is just an inordinate amount of material that we could talk about and wonderful material we could spend time on, and we will do the best we can in the allotted time that we have. But to know that there could be a lot of homework today. Umina Timra, says the Gemara. How do we know? We just came up with we're in the middle of the discussion of Baal Tosef now. So we mentioned that Baal Tosef is only violated, the Gemara just said, in the allotted time, in the potential time for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. In the time that you could possibly do the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so that's the time that you could violate Baal Tosef. So the Gemara says, I mean, not Timur, how do you know that? Tisan. So the Mishnah quotes, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim. Hanitanim matana achas, shenis arva b'ritanim b'matana achas, yinanim matana achas. We know there are at least two categories of karbanos. Some karbanos are sprinkled on every keren of the mizbeach. That's a karban chatas, is every on the top of the chuta sikra on every keren. Other ones are shtayim shehein arba, sprinkled on the two diagonal corners from each other, but that counts as if it's four. That is an asham, that is an ola, and that is a shlamim. And then there are karbanos that are only sprinkled once at one corner of the mizbeach. That's a bechor meiser v'pesach. In that parak of Masechus Vachem. So let's say you get some bloods mixed up before you sprinkle them. So if you get blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once with other blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once, the Bechor and Meiser, no problem. So then just sprinkle it once. Doesn't matter what it's for. Matan Dalid, Matan Dalid, Yadam Matan Dalid. If it's Matan Dalid, so with others that are Matan Dalid, again, it might be Chatas versus Chatas, or the Mishnah might be assuming that the Shtayim Shehein Arbas are also called Matan Dalid. So in those cases also, no problem. Matan Dalid, but the question is, what happens if you get blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times on all four corners with blood that's mixed up with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once? Matan dalid, matan achas. What do you do? That's a machlokas. Reb Elazar omer yadat matan dalid. Reb Yeshua omer yadat matan achas. So it's a machlokas. Whether you sprinkle it four times or one time, is it better to sprinkle them four times, even though you have some blood in here that's only supposed to be sprinkled once? Or is it better to be sprinkled once, even though you have some blood in here that's supposed to be sprinkled four times? So Amar Lo Reb Elazar, how are you over Baal Tigra? How could you not sprinkle it four times? You violate Baal Tigra, meaning less. It's the opposite of Baal Tosef. It's making you're doing less than what the Torah tells you to do. Amar Lo Reb Yeshua, how are you over Baal Tosef? No, what do you mean? If you sprinkle an extra time, you violate Baal Tosef. So Amar Lo Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar answers, no, Lo Nomar Baal Tosef Kshula Atzmo. No, Baal Tosef is only violated when you have the blood itself. If you have blood that's only supposed to be sprinkled once, and then you sprinkle it four times, that's Baal Tosef. But mixed in here, you have blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times. So of course you can sprinkle it four times, because you're worried about the extra time. You're worried that you want to make sure you do it enough times. So Amar Lo Reb Yeshua says back, Lo Kenei Rabba, no Nomar Baal Tigra, El Kshula Atzmo. So they each keep claiming to each other that it's not Baal Tosef, it's not Baal Tigra, it is Baal Tosef, it is Baal Tigra. So, V'onam Rabbi Yeshua, so now Rabbi Yeshua finally comes up with another svara. Why is it better? If you have the bloods that are mixed up, is it better to do it only once and not four times? Why is that better? Kishalona sata avarta al Baal Tigra v'lo asisa maisa biyadcha. When you violate Baal Tigra and you do less, that's better, because there you're at least not doing an extra maisa. It's kumba ase, you're not doing a kumba ase. It's always worse to violate an aver but kumba ase actively. Kishanasata avarta al Baal Tosef. But if you do extra actions, so that you violate Baal Tosef, you did an action. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Get a machlokas that we can spend time on, but now let's just focus on what the Gemara says. V'yahacha, what's the diuk from the Gemara? Kivan diyavle matana mi bechor avro le'lizimne. Let's think about this for a minute, says the Gemara. You have, let's say, blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once and blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times. Let's say the blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once, bechor, bechor ma'aser v'pesach, blood sprinkled once. Once you do it once, so it's finished. And so you finish acting with the bechor. Yet the Gemara says if you'd continue sprinkling the dam of the bechor, you'd violate Baal Tosef. So says the Gemara, V'ktani da'avar misha Baal Tosef. La mishum da'amrinim, isn't that because kivon de'ilim esraimi le'bukhra achrina hader mazimineh, kule ziomne zimne? Isn't that because, let's say, some other person brought their bechor to the Kohen? So the Kohen still would do sprinklings of bechor today. So isn't the svara for the Mishnah that since the whole day is fit to bring blood from the Bechor to be sprinkled. Therefore, the whole day is considered the Zman of the Bechor. And that's why you violate Baal Tosef. So isn't this Mishnah a riot to the statement that we just said, that Baal Tosef is only violated at the time of the Kiyam HaMitzvah? Wouldn't we say that? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Mimai. There's another shot that you could give. Dilmak Savar B'Yeshua, Mitzvah's over a land of Yerushalom Zmanon. To come up with a whole Chiddush of, because another Bechor might come, and therefore, it's still the Zman for the Bechor. No, just say Pashit. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua argues. Are you coming up with a backhanded explanation of Rabbi Yeshua? It's much more straightforward to say that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with the so that we just said, that the Bechor is finished, and yet you can still violate. So how do you know this is a proof? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The pashas of the Mishnah, you could go either way. But this was our point. Anan hakika amrinan. This is what we meant to say to Rav Shimon bar Abba, who made this statement. Rav Shimon bar Abba, my tamashavak masrisa namosim ibraisa. Why did Rav Shimon bar Abba not quote this Mishnah as a proof to him? Why did he quote the Braisa about Birchas Kohanim? Why didn't he bring the Mishnah? It's always stronger to quote a raya from a Mishnah than a Braisa. So we were medayeg from the fact that he didn't bring the Mishnah. Masnisan, my time, alo Mosef. Why didn't he bring this Mishnah about Matan Dam to prove his opinion? Kiva dilu misramile bukhar achrina boi mazemine kulayome zimnehu. Right? Why didn't he bring this Mishnah, because after all, he can prove his point, because if at any time today he gets another Bechor to do, he should sprinkle the dam of the Bechor, and therefore the whole day is considered the Zman. So, Brisa Nami, Kivan Dilim Estrami, Tzibura Achrina, Hadam Avarek, Kula Yoi Zimnehu. So for there's no difference. Just like the Birchas Kohanim case, if he would walk into another shul, he would do Birchas Kohanim again, so it's the Zman for the Mitzvah. So what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Brisa? Why didn't he bring it? So that must be, that's why we used it as a proof. And the Gemara gives the final answer, no, maybe not. Rav Shimon bar Abba, hasam de lo sagi de lo yahiv. Hacha ibai mevarech, ibai lo mevarech. Over there, in the case of the matandam, lo sagi de lo yahiv, there's no way that this is not called the Zman for the Bechor. Why? Because if somebody brings you a matandam, you have to do it. There's no choice in doing it. You have to do it. That's why that could be called the Zman of the Bechor. Rashi says, Ihadu misramile to kachim lo mafsid. You're not going to be mafsid kachim. So therefore you would have to do it. So there's a big difference between that case versus the Birchas Kohanim case. Hacha, iba'i mevarich, iba'i lo mevarich. Here, by Birchas Kohanim, if he wants to be Mavarech, he could be Mavarech, but he doesn't have to be Mavarech again. Once he was Yosei his mitzvah of Amar Lahem, so therefore, he would not have to say it again. Just one thing, I think I misspoke a minute ago, and that is if Shimon bar Abba is the one that asked the Kasha on this statement of Ein Over Alehem El Abizmana. So the question of the Gemara was, why didn't he ask the question from this Mishnah in Zvachim? And the Gemara answered that because the Mishnah in Zvachim could have been interpreted that Kol Yom Zimnehu, Mashiach Berchas Kohanim, there's more of a reason to say it's a question on this Yisod, because there it's not the whole day of the Zman, because once you Yotzi your mitzvah of Berchas Kohanim, there's no mitzvah to do it again. Tosas here, very important Tosas on the bottom. Bottom Tosas says, it's Mashma Mikan, Kivon de Ola Leduchim Pamachas Bayom, Shuv Eina Over Ba'asei to Amar Lahem, Kol Hayom. Tosva seems to say that once a Kohen duchens once, that he can never violate the Isser HaSeh of not duchening, even if, let's say, Tosva doesn't say this, but this is how he's understood, even if, let's say, he's in shul, and he's there by Ritzay, and they say, Tala, go up, he still doesn't violate the Isser. Maybe he should go out l'chachila, but it sounds like from Tosva that he does not violate once you do it once, and that's how he passes in Shulchan Aruch. You look at Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches, the big simon about Nesias Kapayim, which comes before Nesias Apayim. Nesias Kapayim says, Kuf Chav Ches Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im ala pamachas biyom zeh, shuv eino over. Afilu amru lo ale. Shulchan Aruch is that line. Even if they tell him, go up, if he is already duchim that day, so then he does not violate anymore. Mikol Makom, if he goes up, he has to make another bracha because he's doing a mitzvah, just like if you get three aliyahs in a day, you'd make another bracha, but Meikir Hadin, he does not violate it. Though our minog is, if the Kohen is not going to duchen for some reason, he should go out. Right? It happens sometimes. Let's say a Kohen is sitting and learning in the back of the shul. He already daven, but he wants to have a chavrusi at the daven. He's sitting in the back of the shul, they're having another minyan. Let's say they get up to duchening. Again, Meikir Hadin, we're supposed to duchen every day. We've alluded to that in the past. Why don't we duchen every day? B'sman Zed Chutzlaris. Big mystery. Ramah quotes a few different reasons. But either way, that's a mitzvah daraisa every day. So let's say he's sitting in the back. Does he have to go up and duchen again? So we'll say, look, Chachili is probably not being shul when they say Ritzay. Because Ritzay is like a simon of go up in Aleh. But let's say he didn't. Let's say he's busy learning, sitting in the back. Then it is not a violation. There is an interesting discussion the poskim have. Again, not everyone is makbid for this. That is brought up by the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach, where the Har Tzvi says, talking about Bal Tosif, talking about Berachas Kohanim, the Har Tzvi says, the Minag Yisrael, which is quoted in early sources, Minag Yisrael is after Kohanim finished Duchening, so we say, Shkoyah Kohen, Yashar Kochacha Kohen. Right, so Shkoyah Kohen. So first of all, what the Kohen is not supposed to come down until after Kaddish. That's the first thing the poskim point out. Because then he's going to be Lifnei Iver, make everybody talk to, in the middle of Kaddish. That's why our minhag is the Kohen stays up till after Kaddish, or till after the Tzkiyas, if it's Rosh Hashanah. So he stays out there. But whenever the Kohenim come down, so the minhag is also to say Shkoyah Kohen. Says the Har Tzvi, what does the Kohen say back? Usually he says, Baruch Tiyeh, Baruchim to you. Says the Har Tzvi, maybe he shouldn't say that. Maybe he should just say Todah Rabbah. Or maybe he should just say, because Baruchim Tiyeh is like being most of a bracha. What do you mean? You just gave brachas. We said yesterday there's a Bal Tosif. You can't add on your own brachas. So the Har Tzvi has that kpeda. Others say maybe not, but the Har Tzvi has that kpeda that the Yesha Kosvin Shanachon Lokonim Lihimana Mikach, Bishop Shish Lakshus Lashitas Harambam, Shakoina Mosifala Brachos, Afbelinus Yes Kapayim over Bal Tosif. The Rambam says even if your hands aren't up and you're not in the middle of Dukhadig, you still violate. Ach Kochacham Yashar. Oh, Tadaraba. Yecholam Akonim Lahashiv Lo Pikpok. So you shouldn't say Bruchim Tiyah. Again, it's a Kohanim, right? Do we have any Kohanim here yet? No. Okay, we've got to repeat it later. Okay.
They have no Kavana.
So you want to say Mitzvah Srichas Kavana by Mitzvah Daraisa?
No Kohanim favored Rebbe Day. It's thanking to the Shkoyah.
I'm saying, so that, first of all, that's on Mabidi. So what he usually does is they say Bruchim Tiyah usually? Later in the day? Here he's saying Bruchim Tiyah.
At what point
does it finish? Right. What does it finish? That's, I mean, you have to know what the limit is. You can say here, it's all in the context of Tefillah, you just finished. But, yeah. So that particular animal, that what you sprinkle is done. With this particular tzibur, once you took it, this tzibur is finished. So again, you have to know where to draw the line. So you might say, even though it's a different idea, but still it's the zmana mitzvah, so it could be mitzur. Okay, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara earlier, how did we get into this whole discussion about Tosif? Because the Gemara said, if you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, then mitzvos don't require kavana, so no kavana equals kavana, so why don't you say you also violate Bal Tosif without kavana? That was how the Gemara got into this earlier on the Amud. So now the Gemara is going to reject such a comparison. Maybe the rules for Bal Tosif and the rules for Mitzvah Zeitzirchas Kavana are not exactly comparable. Rava Amar, three lines to the bottom, Lotzeis Loboi Kavana. It could very well be, for Mitzvah Zeitzirchas Kavana, you don't need Kavana to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Even though, La'avar Boi Kavana. But maybe to violate Bal Tosif, you do need Kavana. Why? So the Achronim explain that when it comes to a Mitzvah, Stam Das, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah. Why else are you shaking a lulav? Why else are you doing a Mitzvah? So Stam Das by a mitzvah is lishma. So even without kavana, you're yotzei. But by an avera, it could very well be that stam maisa, that looks like a mitzvah, is not, right? You're not doing it for the mitzvah, you're not doing it. So for Bal Tosif, you might need kavana. So don't compare doing a mitzvah, doing an avera. It's easier to do the mitzvah than it is to do the avera. That's one explanation. Others say that maybe Bal Tosif has a mered element to it. It has more of a, you're going dafka against what Hashem says. So for that, you might need to have the ingredient of doing it l'shem lo shamayim. Right? Shalom l'shem shamayim. Right? So you might need that element. You don't have to compare mitzvah srichas kavana versus Bal Tosif. Ask the Gemara one second. V'hamatan damim l'Rebbe Yoshua. But what about our discussion from Maseches Zvachim that we just quoted? According to Rebbe Yoshua, the la'avar v'lo boi kavana. Rebbe Yoshua just said, right, you don't have kavana to be over Bal Tosif. You don't have kavana to sprinkle the dam of Bechor l'shem mitzvah, even though you do it an extra time and you still violate. So El Amar Rava modifies. Lotzeis lo boi kavana. You're right. To be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. Meaning mitzvos ein srichos kavana. What about for Bal Tosif? So you have to split. La'avar bizmano lo boi kavana. If it's the zman ha-mitzvah, then you don't need kavana to violate Bal Tosif. Shelo bizmano boi kavana. But shelo bizmano, you do need kavana. So again, mitzvah ein srichas kavana, but Bal Tosif requires kavana if it's shelo bizmano mitzvah, but does not require kavana bizmano mitzvah. Why? What's the svara? As far as seems to be that to violate Bal Tosif, you always need some tziruf, some connection to the Maisa Mitzvah. You need some connection. You can't just do a mitzvah in the middle of nowhere and say, this is I'm going to violate Bal Tosif. You need some tziruf to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says there are two ways to have tziruf. Either if you have kavana l'shein the mitzvah, or you're doing it at the time that you're supposed to do the mitzvah. Either of those could function as tziruf of your action to do the mitzvah. If it's the time to do the mitzvah, so if you're adding on another min during the time of shaking lulavs, that's enough connected to the mitzvah. But if it's not the zman, so you have to be mitzari if it's some other way, so then you would need kavana.
Okay, so that, sleeping in the sukkah on the eighth day.
So in this, that got a case kavana, right? That would be tali on kavana, right? So that's the chiluk that Rava says. Lati is lo boy kavana and lavar bismano shelo bismano. That's the chiluk. Okay. Amal Reb Zeira l'shamei. Reb Zeira said to his servant, "Ichavin v'takali, have kavana, have me in mind, and blow shofar for me. Be motzi me." Rashi says, "Tiskavi l'tkol b'shmi l'tzini l'dechovasi. Have me, be motzi me in shofar." So al makasavar mashmiya boi kavana. So it sounds like that Reb Zeira holds that the mashmiya needs kavana, meaning the Baal Tokeya has to have everybody in mind. That's what it sounds like from Reb Zeira's statement. Meisvi, is that really true? The Mishnah that we had yesterday. So we've quoted this Mishnah the past 3 days in a row. He has a house next to shul, or he's walking behind shul. V'shama kol shofar, kol megillah, and here's the shofar or the megillah. Im kivin libo yatzav, im lav lo yatzav. Ask the Gemara, v'chi kivin libo mayhave. It sounds like from here that as long as he has in mind, he's walking behind the shul, that would be yotzei shofar. 1 second. Heich, lo kamachave nadaita didei. Right, so 1 second. The shliach tzibur inside doesn't know he's walking outside. Right, so he doesn't have it in mind. According to Reb Zeira, doesn't the Baal Tokeya have to have kavana to be motzi everybody? So he has kavana to be motzi everybody in shul, not to the guy next door. So the Gemara says, no, hacham shliach tzibur eskin. No, we're talking about a shliach tzibur. And therefore, the daite akule alma, a shliach tzibur has in mind anybody who's listening. What about when Mati's blowing shofar, he only has in mind the people in the shul? What if there's somebody right outside the shul? He said, I don't have them in mind. No, he has kavana for everybody who hears the shofar. So therefore, it's not a problem. If you have a yachid, if I'm blowing shofar for somebody at home, so then somebody walking outside in the chinami, he wouldn't be yotzei because I don't know, he's there. But if as long as he's a shlich tzibur, the umdana is, the assumption is, that the shlich tzibur has everybody in mind when he's being motzi them. Tashma, is this really true again? That you need kavana lahotzi. Niskavim shomeya v'lo niskavim mashmiya. Niskavim mashmiya v'lo niskavim shomeya. We again had this yesterday. If the shomeya and the mashmiya, only one of them had kavana, lo yatzach, niskavim shomeya mashmiya. No, the person is not yotze until both the shomeya and the mashmiya have kavana. But they were medayik that katani mashmiya domida shomeya. Maybe we should be medayik that mashmiya and shomeya are similar in what they are thinking, because it puts them very close together in the brisa. Mashomeya shomeya la'atzmo, af mashmiya mashmiya la'atzmo. Aren't we talking about a case where just like the shomeya only thinks about himself, he's being yotzei, so too maybe the mashmiya is only thinking about himself and you'd still be yotzei. As long as he has kavana for himself, and I have kavana to be yotzei from him, so maybe this brisa is saying, you don't need that the mashmiya has kavana lahotzi acherim. Should we be medayik that from the brisa? Vikitani lo yatza. This is a very difficult 3 words in the Gemara. So some have the Gersa Vaktani Yatza, some Rishonin. That would work better. And you see, you're Yotzei, even if you only have Mashmiya La'atzmo. So Vaktani Lo Yatza, if we have that Gersa, you have to add in a couple of words. That's what the Ma'arav Ronsberg here does on the side. He says, Rotza Lomer, what does it mean, Lo Yatza? Mashso, it's because the Bryce says, Lo Yatza, if you didn't have these Kavanas. But if you did have these Kavanas, the Mashmiya had Kavana for himself, and the Shomei had Kavana for himself, you would be Yotzei. Either way, the diyak from the brisa is maybe the mashmiya does not have to be motzi the others. And then he quotes the Vilna Gaon, who says maybe it's not mashma lo yatza to yatza, but maybe it's from the singular lashon of yatza and lo yatza. So maybe it sounds like it's focusing on the mashmiya, not the shomeya. But anyway, so says that's what the second half of the Ma'arav Ronsberg quotes another way to read the Gemara. But either way, says the Gemara, can we say from this brisa that you don't need the Baal Tokeya to have everybody in mind? So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, you're right, it's really a machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya, because the brisa says, Shomea Shomea La'atzmo, Umashmiya Mashmiya Lefidarko. The Tanakhama here says that each of them can have kavana just for themselves. No, only by a shliach tzibur would this work. That lefi darko, without any specific das. Aval biyachid lo yatza achi iskavin shomeya umashmiya. But the yachid needs specific kavana Kavana lahotzi, kavana latzeis, and kavana lahotzi. So we say, in a chinami, the earlier brisa might hold that the mashmia does not need kavana lahotzi. It's automatic. If I have kavana to blow shofar, and I have kavana to be yotzei my chiv, so if you happen to overhear, and you have kavana latzeis, that's okay. You hear the sound of a shofar. Mashenki, the second brisa holds that no, kavana lahotzi. And of course, that's what we hold. We hold that we need kavana latzeis, and kavana for the Bal tokeya to be motzi mi. Okay, next Mishnah. So the Mishnah itself has some agarata. V'haya kasha yore Moshe yadav gvar Yisrael by Melchemas Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu is holding up his hands. Aaron and Hur is holding them up. So says the Psukim, when, and it's the Chazal explain, when Bnei Yisrael saw Moshe's hands up in the air, then they started winning the war. And when Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands down, then they start losing the war. Ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah, Bechulu, Bechiyadav Shal Moshe, Otsas Bechama, Moshe, Ovis Bechama. Is Moshe Rabbeinu's hands magic? They're winning the war. They are breaking the war. Eloma Lacha, Kozman Shal Yisom Masachim Klavim Malo, Umashal Nislim Lavim Shal Shemayim. No, hands mean, if when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up, that symbolized that Klal Yisrael were looking up to Shemayim, so that's when it'd be Bishavi, their hearts to Shemayim. That's when they were winning. Hayim Iskabrim. V'im Lav, Hayu Noflim, and if not, they were falling. So not Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu's hands symbolizing what Klal Yisrael's hearts and eyes, where they were directed. Kayotzi Badavar. By the way, what is this doing here in the Mishnah? What is doing there in the Mishnah? So the Meiri explains that we just spoke about Kavanas Halev. So the Mishnah is emphasizing how everything goes after Kavanas Halev. The language of the Meiri, I wrote it down. Kol Advarim B'Kavanas Halev Him Tluyim. Everything's totally on Kavana. So just like the Halacha says, don't do this, it's all totally on Kavana Saleh. Kayosi Badavar, similarly, Ata Omer, Aseh Lecha Sarah Fesim Oso Al Neis, V'haya Kol HaNashuk V'Oso V'Chai, we know, after Klal Yisrael complains, one of the times in the Midbar, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent the snakes, the Srafim, the Nechashim, sent out the snakes, and they went and attacked Klal Yisrael, and everybody was deathly ill, and all of a sudden, what do? They build Moshe Rabbeinu builds a copper snake, holds it up, in the sky, and whoever looks at that copper snake all of a sudden lives. There you have a snake bite. Whoever looks at this copper snake, Vero, Sai, Vachai, and they will live. Again, does the snake kill or the snake cause to be alive? We're not talking about real snakes, because real snakes do kill. So the Yom Trua says we're talking about the copper snake. Does the copper snake really cause life and death? Ella, no, it means when the snake is up there and Klai Yisrael looking up and they realize that Kodesh Baruch was in charge, and then they would get healed, and if not, they would rot and they would not get better. There's a beautiful Ramban al Torah on this parsha in Chukas, where the Pasuk says, V'yasmosh nechash nechoshes, so Rashi quotes that Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave him the tzivui to make a nechash nechoshes. He just says, nechash, he made nechash nechoshes because it's mila nofel al mila, meaning it sounds like the same. Says the Ramban a little deeper. Says the Ramban, Daitam lomar ki holach Moshe achar shem ha'etzem asher lo. He went after the name, V'hanira be'enai, ki hu midarki ha'torah, shekol ma'aseha neis besoch neis. It's the derech of the Torah to have a miracle within a miracle within a miracle. Even when Hashem's doing a miracle, he'll dafka use something that is miraculous and make it even more miraculous in the miracle. This is against the other yisod that sometimes happens, that we try to be mamai nisim. Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to cover up his nisim. But this is, once he's doing a nes galui, he'll do it in a way that's tremendously miraculous. Tasir ha-nezek b'mazek v'tirpa acholi b'machli. Sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu will remove the nezek with the mazik itself, and remove the sickness with the infection itself, like it said by Mara. Right? How did Kodesh Baruch Hu create the sweet waters? By throwing in the bitter tree. Dafkat has bitter water and bitter tree. You throw it in, boom, comes that sweet water. The Yadua Badaki Refuah, says Ramban, it's known in the medical field. Well, we don't call him here yet, but we have some doctors. Shekona Shuche Baalei Ha'eres Yistachnu Berosam Osam Beros Demusam. Snake bites, if somebody gets a snake bite, sometimes looking at a dog, looking at a snake will make it worse. Getting a snake bite, seeing a snake. You know, sometimes seeing the mazik itself, again, whether the medical evidence today holds that, but the Chazal assumed that. Chazal assumed in a few places that we had this in a Mishnah in Yuma, Mishnah at the end of Yuma, when we spoke about eating one of the dog's kidneys or something on Yom Kippur. So we had it at the end of Maseches Yuma. So says the Ramban, it's known that if somebody's poisoned, then seeing the source of the poison is going to make it worse. Ad ki nishuchi kelav ashota v'chein shar behemoth ashotos im yabitu b'mayim yirolehem shem b'buas kelav o'amazik v'yamusu. So therefore, the Ramban continues, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but says the Ramban, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka took a snake and put it up, so the people who were snake bitten would see the snake, which would lechore, should make them worse, and that would Dafka be mechayi them. So that's a neis pesoch neis, says the Ramban, Dafka, that was used. That's the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Period. Okay, that's the end of the Agadah of the Mishnah. Now we get back to Halach. Says the Mishnah, last four lines. Cheresh otev akatan, emotin ezer amidei chavasan, a cheresh otev akatan, deaf, mute, a shote, a katan, a child, cannot blow shofar for the tzibur. Cheresh otev akatan cannot blow shofar for the tzibur. Zeh, a klal, this is the rule. Kol she'eino mechayev, mechuyi b'davar, eini motzi ezer amidei chavasan. Anybody who is not obligated in something cannot be motzi the rabim, yidei chavasan. What about a yachid? Rabim. No, it doesn't mean rabim. Even another yachid. So there is a well-known question that's discussed Rosh Hashanah time on this last part of the Mishnah. It's asked by the Yom Teruah here, one of the great Achronim. He's the one that asked the question, and then everybody after him gives answers. And that is, we know there's a major machlokas Rishonim, we'll have it in the fourth parak, Be'ezras Hashem, whether the mitzvah of blowing shofar is a mitzvah to blow the shofar or a mitzvah to hear the shofar. Rabbeinu Tam and others quoted in the Rush hold the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And that's why they hold the bracha is either litkoa or al tkiya shofar. The Rambam and others, what we paskin is the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar. And that's why we say lishmoa kol shofar, or other gersos of al shmiya shofar. That's what we paskin. So ask the Yom Teruah on this Mishnah if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So why can't a cheresh otev akatan blow it? I'm hearing a shofar. Who cares that a 10-year-old child is making the sound of the shofar? I hear the sound of the shofar. So why aren't if you need a tzkiah, then fine, he can't do the tzkiah for you. But if it's the mitzvah of shmiah, so ask the Yom Teruah on our Mishnah, why is it that a cheresh otev akatan can't blow the shofar? And that's therefore he himself, in the Yom Teruah, says it must be that everybody holds you need tzkiah. Do you also need shmiah? That's his maskana. But it doesn't sound that way. You read the Rambam says, Ein b'kol din gezel, we had yesterday, the Rambam says, sounds like plain shmiah. So there are various answers given why Shmiah, even if you hold Shmiah, Cheresh Otev Akatan wouldn't be good enough. I'll mention two, yeah? Says the Sfas Emes on the Mishnah, and I heard from Rav Shechter as well. What's the answer? The answer is that even if the mitzvah is only Shmiah shofar, but it could be that these people cannot create the sound of a shofar. If somebody who's not Mechuyev Badavar is blowing shofar, it's as if he's blowing a horn, as if he's blowing a trumpet. To create a halachic act of a shofar, of tkiah, you need a tkiah shofar in order to create a kol shofar. But if you don't have that, so then, did I bring this fast MS? No. But if you don't have that, oh, I did bring it. If you don't have that, so then it's not even called the sound of a shofar. Ikar ateretu detrichon l'shema kol shofar shenasa bo mitzvah. V'yitshrua shechiyav to Torah. V'mayi tokeya mishinu bar chiyuva havi kishomea kol keren ba'alma. That is the answer of the Sfas Emes and the answer of other Achronim as well. Another answer given by who give this one? Rav Shechter, I think, quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is you find various mitzvahs, the chilek between a Maisa HaMitzvah and a Kiyam HaMitzvah. The act of the mitzvah and the Kiyam HaMitzvah. And sometimes you find this in the title of the Rambam, the Koteret to certain halachas. The Rambam in the Koteret to Hilchos Tefillah writes, what's the mitzvah of Tefillah? Lavod es Hashem b'Tefillah. To serve Hashem b'Tefillah. Meaning the Iker, there's a Kiyam and a Maisa. The Maisa mitzvah of prayer is saying the words. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is feeling close to Hashem and serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in our heart. Another example, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, discussed by everybody. The Rambam writes, what's the Rambam in the Halachos talks about, what's the mitzvah? Chayev lizvados. Vidui. Big kasha is, what does the Rambam say? Chayev lashuv. Why doesn't he say that? In the Koteret, he does mention it. In the Koteret, in the title of Hilchos Tshuva, he writes, to do vidui and to do tshuva. And again, Rav Soloveitchik explained, maybe the Maisa mitzvah of tshuva is to confess, to do vidui. The Kiyama mitzvah is the tshuva, to really repent inside. So the Rav suggested that maybe the same thing here. The Maisa mitzvah might be the tzkiyah. The Kiyama mitzvah is the shmiah. And therefore, when the Rambam says that the mitzvah of shmiah means the Kiyama mitzvah, but you still need the Maisa mitzvah, still, you have to have a certain standard for the Maisa mitzvah. And therefore, a cheresh otev akatan cannot blow it. And he even went further and said, maybe according to this, everybody holds that the Maisa Mitzvah is Tkiyah and the Kiyah HaMitzvah is Shmiyah, and the whole Machlokas Rishonim is which part of a mitzvah should the bracha relate to. Those who say Al Tkiyah Shofar say the bracha should relate to the Maisa Mitzvah, and those who say Lishmoa says the bracha should relate to the Kiyah HaMitzvah. But really, maybe everybody agrees that this is the Maisa Mitzvah and this is the Kiyah HaMitzvah. The question is what the bracha should relate to. Either way, that's a second answer to answer the Yom Teruah's Kasha. Even if you hold Shmiyah is the mitzvah, so why can you not have a Chereshot V'Kat and Blow? And that is because of either the Sfas Emes, because he cannot create a sound of a shofar, or number two, Maisa Mitzvah versus Kiyah HaMitzvah from Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Okay. Hakol Chayav B'Tkiyah Shofar. Everybody is obligated to blow shofar. Kohanim, Levi'im, B'Yisraelim. Geirim, converts, Avadim Shechorim, free slaves. V'Tumtum, somebody who has hidden genitalia, you don't know what he is. Tumtum, V'Androgon is somebody who has both. He's a Zachar and a Nekeva, physically. So all these people are Chayiv and Shofar. Misha Chesiu Eved v'Chesiu Ben Chorin. Or somebody who is half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Let's say he had two owners, and one of them freed him, one of them didn't. So he's half slave, half free person. So all these people are Chayiv. But says the Braisa, Tumtum ain't a Mosi lo, es mina v'lo es she'ino mino. A Tumtum, somebody who you don't know whether he's Zachar and a Nekeva, it's covered up. One day it'll be opened, but you don't know, so he cannot be motzi, he can't even be motzi another tumtum. A tumtum can't blow shofar for another tumtum. He can't blow shofar for a non-tumtum, for sure, but he even can't blow shofar for another tumtum. Why? Because maybe, what the chashash, maybe he's in a keva and the other person's a zachar. So that's why, the keva is a mechuy b'davar, and therefore, a tumtum cannot be motzi another tumtum. The Turi Evan here says, you might have even said a svek svek alahakel. You might have said it should work. Why? Because maybe he's a Zachar, and even if he's not a Zachar, maybe the other person's in a Keva. And it's in a Keva versus in a Keva. But he says, you don't say that. You don't say Svek Svek Alahakel in this case. He explains why. But that is, Tumtum cannot be Motzi another Tumtum. Androgynous, Motzi is Mino. Avaloa She'ino Mino. And Androgynous, though, is different. Androgynous, which has both Simonim of a Zachar and a Keva, can be Motzi their kind. Why? Because there's a Machlokas. How do you treat an Androgynous? An Androgynous is either a Zachar or a unique being, Bir Yibbe Vnei Atzma. But whatever he is, he is. So each androgynous is the same thing, whatever they are. So therefore, an androgynous can be motzi an androgynous, but he cannot be motzi eino mino, because maybe he is a Bir Yibbe Vnei Atzma, and Bir Yibbe Vnei Atzma cannot be motzi a zachar. So therefore, an androgynous cannot be motzi eino mino. Continue. Mishachazi Eved v'chazi ben Chorin, eino motzi lo esmino v'lo she'eino mino. Also, a half Eved, half ben Chorin cannot be motzi his own kind, or a free person. Why? Because his tzad avdus cannot be motzi a tzad cheirus, and therefore he cannot be motzi others. Amar mar. Hakol chayiv b'tkiyah shofar kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim. So the brayso started off by saying everybody's chayiv b'tkiyah shofar kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim. Pshita. Ask the Gemara. That's pretty obvious. Ihanil machayvi man machayvi. So what's the chiddush? Oh, kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim. So if they're not chayiv, who else is chayiv? There's nobody else. Right, so what's the chiddush of that line? So kohanim etzrichalei. No, the chiddush is kohanim. An amazing havamina coming up. You might have thought kohanim are pater from tkiyah shofar. Why? I might have thought, hold, v'ksiv yom tru'a yelachem. Today should be a blowing day for you. So the Gemara has a diyuk. Manda l'asela b'tkiyah dechad yomahu debechayiv. Who has a mitzvah to blow today? People who only have a mitzvah to blow shofar today. People who are blowing shofar all year don't have a mitzvah to blow shofar today. V'hani kohanim. Kohanim, hold, v'isnu b'tkiyah to call a shana. Since the Kohanim blow shofar all year during the Karbanos, maybe you should think that they're not chayiv. Kamash Malan, even the Kohanim have to blow shofar. So that's the Havamina, that Kohanim should be pater from the Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Yes, the Gemara, Mitami, how could you compare the two? Hasam Chatzosros Vacha Shofar. What do they blow by the Karbanos? Chatzosros! Trumpets! They don't blow shofar. So how can you compare the two? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella Itzroth, there's a different Havamina. Nothing to do with the shofar, nothing to do with the chatzotros, but the following. Saka daita chamina, I might have thought, ho will b'tznan shavah hayov al rashon l'tzkiyav al brachas. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav that there's a comparison, and we're going to have this comparison again in the last parak, between blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel and blowing shofar every year on Rosh Hashanah. We compare the two. So we have this following Havamina. Ma de Isa mitzvah Zayovel, Isa mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought then that only somebody who is totally involved in every facet of Yovel is included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Vahani Kohanim hold the lesser mitzvah of the Yovel, but these Kohanim, since they are partially not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yovel, Ditznan, what are they not included in? They have to free their slaves. They have to right? Do other halachas, they're not allowed to work the lands, but they're not included in all halachas of Yovel. Ditznan, Kohanim v'Leviim mocher in the Olam v'Goel in the Olam. Kohanim v'Leviim are mocher and goel la'olam. What does that mean? Rashi explains that usually there's a there are two separate rules that are being referred to here. Number one is, if I sell a house in a walled city, Bati Erechoma, the usual rule is I have a certain amount of time to redeem it, the first year. If I don't redeem it within the first year, so then it remains with the buyer forever. That halacha does not apply to Kohanim v'Leviim. They could buy it back forever. Number two, if I sell a field, I am not allowed to buy it back in the first 2 years. So that halacha also doesn't apply to Kohanim v'Leviim. They could buy it back whenever they want. So those halachas, you see, and let's say Yovel comes, so Yovel doesn't affect that. Doesn't affect those halachas. So because the Yovel, those halachas of Yovel don't affect Kohanim v'Leviim, aim of a mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah lo lachayvus, therefore I might think also, then they're not chayv in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, kamash malan, they are. So that's the chiddush. What kind of svar is that? So you might say that all the halachas go together. Again, it's a difficult havamina. I agree, it's a difficult havamina. You'd think that this path is over. But again, it shows the seriousness of the connection that we feel between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. Just emphasizes how deep that connection is. And not only that, but it's the complete involvement in the halachas of Yovel. That's why, look at Tosas. Tosas has a different girsa. He has a longer girsa. Tosas, kamash malan. Kamash malan, he the listener by Shmatas Karka, by Shmatas Ksav Shiloh Chavadim, he isnu. The kamash malan is that, no, they are included in certain halachas of Yovel. So again, that's, but it's again, you're right, it's amazing Kavamina. Okay, let's continue. Misha chazi evet v'chazi ben chorin, enim ozi lo etzmino v'loshe eno mino. It's really not fair that we have to do this daf in 50 minutes. So half and half. So it's not allowed to be motzi eno mino. Am Rav Huna ula atzma motzi. Rav Huna has an amazing chiddush that no, a chazi ever chazi mecharon can be motzi himself. He can. Why? Mar doesn't explain why. How could his tzad avdus be motzi his tzad cheres? So the Yom Tru explains. We have a principle in halacha. If your shliach could do something for you, it must be that you could do it. There's never anything that a shliach could do for you that you can't do yourself. So here, somebody else can be motzi you and shofar. So it must be you can be motzi yourself and shofar. Right, if a ben chorin could do it for you, so it must be that you could do it yourself. So that's the svara suggests the Yom Shrua of Rav Huna, but the Gemara rejects that svara. Amarli Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Maish Delachayim Delo. Why can't a chatzi be motzi others? Delo Asi Tzad Avdus Umafet Tzad Cheros. Because it's Tzad Avdus cannot be motzi the Tzad Cheros. Latzmanami Lo Asi Tzad Avdus Diday Umafet Tzad Cheros Diday. So therefore, he also has a Tzad Cheros man himself, and therefore he can't be motzi himself. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Af Latzmo in a motzi, he can't be motzi himself. Tani Nami Hachi. Also in the Brisa, Mishachazi Eved Chazi Min Chorin Af Latzmo in a motzi. Period. Okay, next Shas Sugya. I'm telling you, every four lines. Tani Ava Breid Reb Zera, Kol Habrachas Kulon, Afa Pisha Yatsa Motzi. Says the Ava Breid Reb Zera, all brachos, all birchos hamitzvah. Even though you already yosi your mitzvah, you could be say a bracha again to be motzi others. If you already blow shofar in shul and you go into a hospital, you go into a retirement home to blow shofar, you can make the bracha again. You can make kiddush at home in shul, you can make the kiddush at home again. You can whatever, all birchas and mitzvah, you already yotzei, you could still make another bracha to be motzi others. Why? What's the basis of this? This is beautiful halacha and beautiful hashkafa. Rashi here says, Kol Yisrael arevim zel azeh b'mitzvahs. All Yisrael are Raven Zelazeh. And the Ritva here, and we have this Ritva all the way back in Maseches Brachas as well. The Ritva even has a longer Lashon. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeh. V'kulam kiguf echad. They're all like one guf. Ka'ariv ha'porea chov chaveiro. You're like a cosigner that's being korea the chov of your friend. And if my friend hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah yet, then I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah yet. Because we're all kiguf echad, and we are all responsible for each other. The Ritva even goes off along to say that even Birchas Kriyashma, you could do that. But Kriyashma and Shemona Esrei, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim. What about Kriyashma and Shemona Esrei? So Ritva and most Rishonim say that you cannot use the principle of Yatsa Motzi there, or Shomea Ka'ona, which is a connected principle, because Yidavke, after Kabbal Zomach HaShemayim, you have to do that yourself. Shema, Shemona Esrei, Bakashas Rachamim, certain things are excluded to do yourself. But Meikir Hadin, Yatsa Motzi, based on the principle of Koyisol Arevim Zalazeh. We don't have time right now. There's a huge discussion in the Achronim. What about women? Nashim Ba'arevas. So it comes up by Kiddush a lot. So there's an Odebi Yehuda and a Dogma Mervava and a lot discussed there, the Minchas Chinuch. But again, just to note, that is a big discussion based on a rush in Maseches Brachas, I think. Yeah.
Wasn't Chazar Sashat originally to be Motzi the
Amaratim? Oh, so was Chazar Sashat originally to be Motzi those that were Eino Bekiyim in the Chinami? I'm based on that might be, but Makam Shi'i Efshar. Oh, so you're asking about the Shemona Esrei, right. Makam Shi'i Efshar. Amshe Besados. I'm sure we'll get to that. The last daf in Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to that. The last Omud. We'll get to the Amshe Besados then. You only have another week, right? So. What? Right. So that might be the Maisa, but you still might have to be there to have the Kiyam. Right. It would be Mechavi. So even if you do the Maisa, maybe I'm having the Kiyam of the Avodah Shebaleif. Okay, so this is usually the rule of Yatza Motzi, chutz mi birchas lachem v'birchas yayim, except for Hamotzi and Bori Priagafen. And the Rishonim hear me say that this really means all birchas ananin. All birchas ananin. Shem lo yatza motzi v'im yatza ena motzi. By birchas ananin, I'm not allowed to make a Bori Pura 8 and you're going to eat the apple. If I'm also eating an apple, then I can make a Bori Pura 8, you can say amen and it can be yotzei. But if I'm just saying a birchas ananin by myself, and then you're going to partake, so then I am not allowed to make the bracha for you. The Ritva notes, why does the Dafka pick Bori Pura Gafen and Hamotzi? So he quotes a Deya, which he rejects. There's a quote to Deya that says, maybe this whole thing only applies by, the only time that you can eat something also and be Motzi somebody else is by Hamotzi and Bori Pura Gafen. Because they're more serious chashav brachas. But maybe in a Chinami, you cannot say a Bori Pura Eitz and eat an apple and somebody else will be Motzi. The Ritva says, no, we don't hold that way. We hold that any brachas ananin, if you partake, you can be both the others, but he suggests that that's why he says these based on that other sheet. Boy Rava, so Rava asked the fascinating kasha. Birchas alachem shal matzah uberchas ayayin shal kiddush hayom. What if you have a birchas hanehenin, which is in the context of a mitzvah? So does it retain its birchas hanehenin status, or does it take on birchas hamitzvah status? For example, hamotzi lachem in haaretz by matzah. Alachilas matzah is a birchas hamitzvah. Right, the different minhagim. Well, people say their own hamotzis and alachilas matzah. So it says you shouldn't say your own hamotzi, maybe, because you don't have lechem mishnah in front of you by the time you get it. But that's the question the Gemara says. If you have a berachas hananin, which is functioning in the context of a mitzvah, do we say, what status does it have? Mahu. Kivan dechovahu mafik. Do we say, since it's obligatory in this context, therefore one can be motzi another one? Odilma, and therefore even if the first person is not eating, he can be motzi of somebody else. Odilma bracha lechovahi. Or no. Inherently, this bracha is a berachas hananin, and therefore he cannot be yotzei. So tashma, damar vashi yavinim beir papi yavim mekadish lon mechevei arasi arisei midavar mekadish lehu. Says Rav Ashi, no, Rav Papi said it's okay. Well, he made kiddush for us, and then when his aris, when his other servants, when his sharecropper came in from the outside, he also made kiddush for him. So therefore, you see, it is okay. Period. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, again, we don't have so much time to discuss it, and that is, let's say, other cases where you have a birchas hanen in the context of a bracha. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about whether he should stand or sit for Havdalah. Moshe and Chelak, the last Chelak, and Chelak Ches. And the difference between Hagim, Achalok, and Mechab, and the Ramah, there's two versions of the Gra. Did the Gra stand or sit? In the Bir HaGran Shulchan Aruch, he says that you should stand, I forgot which way it goes, you should stand, but in the sitter, he says you should sit. Different Mesoros. Even if you're all the Gra, says Ramosha, you don't exactly know what to do. But says Ramosha, maybe the Machlokas we've shown him is totally on whether this Berchas Hanen in a Bay Pur HaGafen by Havdalah becomes. This berachas hanenin takes on the character of a berachas hamitzvah or not. Berachas hamitzvah, there's no problem to stand. You stand for all berachas hamitzvahs. Where berachas verasa om, may stand for all berachas hamitzvahs. And that's the shita for standing. But if you say that no, it retains its berachas hanenin status, so usually berachas hanenin to create a kfius one to the other, and to be motzi others, there's more of a reason to sit. So that's why Moshe writes, the tshuva is in chelek hey, simen chaf, os yud zayin. Hey Chaf Yitzayin, or Moshe says maybe that's the basis for the Machlokas, how this Bori Pura Gafen comes out. Just one other example of this, and that is the Mesoros of Reb Chaim. Different Mesoros, what Reb Chaim did at a wedding. When Reb Chaim was Mesada Kedushin, so what happens? Mesada Kedushin says Bori Pura Gafen, and if it's Yivano al Arayos, and then he gives the Chasan and the Kalat to drink. He doesn't drink at all. So most say it's okay because he's being motzi. He says, have in mind, don't talk, right? Have in mind, you drink the wine. But the afikayam, close to Reb Chaim, when he used to give it, he used to shake his hand a little bit to spill a little bit on his thumb. So while the chasan and the kallah were drinking, he would go behind the video and, you know, sip up and whatever videos they had in Brisk and sip up from his thumb. Why? Because he was choshes for the shitas that you have to drink. So there's another Mesorah that I heard, I think, Peshim Rav Aaron Salvashik, that no, my grandfather never did such a thing, and he just drank it, he held like the other shitas. Either way, but that's different Mesorahs what Reb Chaim did, but it's also based on this issue. And that's why some Mesadri Kedushin are makbid to have the first two brachos of the Sheva brachos together. Sometimes you can. You have so many kibbutz, you say, okay, what can you do? But so the first person doesn't just say a Bori Pura Gafen. Just Bori Pura Gafen. So if it's with Shakol Baral Chvodo, okay, so that's more in the context of a mitzvah. But if he's just going to say Bori Pura Gafen, he's going to go sit down. So that's why some are machbid to dafka have the first two brachos together. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon, lo yifraz adam peruzal la'orot, ken alam ken ofli ma'en. A person shouldn't say hamotzi unless he's eating with them. But a person can say hamotzi and give to his kids, even though he's not eating, because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Says the Ritva, what's going on here? It must be because the Ritva says, bracha levatala is only derabanan. The iser of bracha levatala is only derabanan. After all, you say, baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. What a beautiful statement. That's a violation of lo sisa. So that's why Rov Rishonim say that making a bracha levatala is only nisa derabanan. Because you said a beautiful thing, you're just saying it out of context. So it's not going to be derabanan. So says the Ritva. If it's only has to be derabanan, so b'makom mitzvah of chinuch, so therefore we're dochet. The big problem is the shita of Rambam. The Rambam paskins bracha levatala is nisa daraisa of lo sisa. So look at Aruch Laner here. He has a huge chiddush of how to explain this gemara according to the shita of Rambam. Yeah. So the Indian of chiddush is doing the mitzvah in the right way. So what do you mean? Because they're not saying the bracha. They're not saying the bracha. So maybe you're getting them to say it. They're repeating after you. But he's not doing the mitzvah of being motzi somebody else. So you're not being mechanech him and being motzi others. You're mechanech him doing the mitzvah himself. It might relate to is the mitzvah of chinuch on the child, on the father. Also relates to that machlokas. Rashi tells us in brachas. But ends up the parakel b'halal megillah aval bisha yatsa motzi. By halal and megillah, even though yatsa motzi, you can be motzi others because that is a mitzvah based on shomei ka'onah. Okay. Hazalach ro'u besin. Weiter. Yantash Rosh Hashanah Chol Yisba Shabbos. Yantav of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. They blew shofar in the base of Migdash, and not in the Medina, and not outside the base of Migdash. So, well known Machlokas Rashi Rambam on this Mishnah. Whenever it says Migdash versus Medina in Mishnayos, in a few places, Rashi always says Migdash means base of Migdash. Medina means outside the base of Migdash. That's what Rashi here says. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here, and in Meisr Sheni and other places says Migdash means Yerushalayim. Migdash means Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. So when the Mishnah here says, they blew shofar in all of Yerushalayim, when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos, avolo ba Medina. That is that is in the Medina. There is a sheet of the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner quoted in the Bikur Yaakov on Sukkah. I think we quoted this when we learned Masech HaSukkah. Bikur Yaakov says, let's say, Bizman Hazeh, you wake up, and you shook lulav in Tel Aviv. And then later that day, you go to Yerushalayim. How did they go to Yerushalayim? Says the Aruch Laner, now you're chayv midaraisa. You have to shake luluv again. Because according to the Rambam, all of Yerushalayim, you go to the Iratika. Or let's say you shook it outside the old city. You go into the old city. So you should have to shake it again. So that's the chumrah of the Aruch Laner. So again, we don't have time. The Achronim discussed that Aruch Laner, whether it's whether it has any rayas or not, but that is what he holds. There's we mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Reb Levi Yitzchak. Reb Levi Yitzchak says that Yatav on Rosh Hashanah, that's on Shabbos, you don't even need the shofar. You're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. He added on more, but he says, Yantif Shah Rosh Hashanah. When is Rosh Hashanah a real Yantif? Shechol Yisba Shabbos. When it falls out on Shabbos, that's a simak. You don't even need the shofar to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma says, the fact that we don't blow shofar shows that we are being okayed ourselves. Like Yitzchak Avinu did the Akedah. We're being okayed ourselves because shofar, it's so much for us, and we're still not blowing. So we're being okayed ourselves, and that itself is a simon tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all about shofar and Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Hiskar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Yitokam Mechol Mokam Sheishpo Bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, they blew shofar wherever there was a Bezdin. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo Hiskar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, El B'Yavneh B'Vad. No, Rabbi Elazar says, no, only in Yavneh, meaning the Sanhedrin HaGadol, not any Bezdin of 23. Amar lo, no, Echad Yavneh V'Echad Kol Mokam Sheishpo Bezdin. No, any Bezdin, a Bezdin of Yavneh, which is 71, or any Bezdin of 23. The Ode Zos Haisi Yerushalayim Yisera al Yavneh. There's another aspect which Yerushalayim had more than Yavneh. The Gemara will describe that Lashon. What's more, what we say earlier to save Ode. The Gemara will talk about it. Shekol Ir, Shehiroa, Vishoma, Sekrovo Yechol Lavo, token, in Yerushalayim. Not only did they blow in Yerushalayim, but any place that saw or heard or was close and able to go to Yerushalayim also were included. Ubiyavneh lo yitokan al bezin bovad. And in Yavneh, the only blue in the bezin itself, none of this roeh. Minani mili, how do you know that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? So there's a hava mina here of the Gemara that it is a din de oraisa. A din de oraisa not to blow shofar on Shabbos. This is a maskana of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has this l'maskana. The Bavli only has it as a havamina. And of course, we're going to come on to Gzeira Duraba, Durabana, and l'maskana. But the Bavli has it as a havamina. Amr, believe Bar Lachma, Amr, Rav Chama Bar Chanina, because of Echad Omer, Shabbat Shalasson Zichron Shruah, because of Echad Omer, Yom Shruah Yelachem. One pasuk says Shabbat and Zichron, one pasuk says Yom Shruah. Lo Kasha can be Yantav, can be Yantav Shalias Beshabbos, can be Yantav Shalias Bechol. Or the bed of it fell out on Shabbos and Yontif. Zichron Shruah is when it falls out on Shabbos. Yom Shruah is when it falls out on Chol. The Aruch HaShulchan even has a Ha'ara that in Emor it says Zichron Shruah. And only later on it says Yom Shruah. Because if you work out the math, we know that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Right? We know Thursday was Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Wednesday night was Thursday was Mitzrayim. And we know in Atbash, the third day of Pesach is always the same day as Rosh Hashanah, same day of the week. So Thursday was the first day of Pesach in those days. So the third day, right, the first day of Pesach is Tisha B'Av, the second day of Pesach is Shavuot, the third day of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos that first year. So that's why Dafka the first year says Zichron Shruah. By Emor it says Zichron Shruah because the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, a Tavkuf Peches Tes. So the first year was on Shabbos, and therefore that's why it says Zichron Shruah first. So that's why it was a Din Daraisa. Amar Rava, one more minute. Amar Rava, Imi Daraisa, he be Mikdash Eichi Takinon. What do you mean? If it's a Din Daraisa not to blow shofar in the base of Mikdash, not to blow shofar, so why they blow in the base of Mikdash? If it's Durabanan, ain't Shmuz Mikdash. But why should they blow in, why should they blow in the base of Mikdash? Va'od, Halamalaki. What's the problem with blowing shofar on Shabbos? It's not a malacha. The Israel Korla Bute that the Torah has to come and say, don't blow. The Tana Devi Shmuel, Kamalecha Zavodolo Sasu, Yatataki Shofar, Rodeas Apashim, Chachma Veda Malacha. Blowing shofar is a Chachma, it's not a Malacha. What Malacha are you doing? And Moses is a Drabanus. You need the Torah to tell you it's Mutter? Say, Alam Arava, you're right. Rava says, Midaraisa Mishra Shari. Really, Midaraisa, it's Mutter. Rabbanan Huta Gazer Bay. Really, the Rabbanan were Gozer. Kedaraba, the Maraba, as Rava says, Hakol Chayeva Bitkiya Shofar, Vainakol Bakim Bitkiya Shofar. Everybody has to blow shofar, and not everybody's a Bucky. Xerish, Yemilan, Biyan, Vielach, it's a Bucky Lomo, Vyabirna, the Alab, Sushar Rabim. Maybe we're worried that somebody will go learn how to blow shofar on Shabbos, and he'll carry Dalanamas in Rosh Hashanah. We have about five things to talk about in this line, but in the beginning of tomorrow's year, find a time with Delulah, find a time with the Megillah, the same thing with Lulav and Megillah. Let me just say one more point, and then we'll talk about the last few lines, the last line that we just read, Be'ezhem tomorrow. We say, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that in our davening, we do say Zichron Shruah versus Yom Shruah. So even though we don't paskin that way, we say it's a Derabanan, but in davening it's reflected, on Shabbos we say Zichron Shruah, and on weekday we say Yom Shruah. So if that's true, so there is something that we hold of the Havamina. So is there any way to answer up these kashas that we had on the first shita? There seems to be very strong kashas. If it's a Din D'Oraisa, why should you be able to blow on the base of Mikdash? If it's Zichron Shruah. So it's Rav Solve, and also the second question, isn't it a La Malacha? It's a Chachma. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe the answer is because, as we said a number of times, shofar is a form of tefillah. Right? It's crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the base of Mikdash is Ki basi base tefillah yikar l'chol ha'amim. That's the special makam of tefillah. So even if you want to say generally it's not done, but in the base of Mikdash, the makam of tefillah, you're allowed to blow shofar. Even if it's a din d'araisa. And that's why, even though it's not a malacha, it's only a chachma, still, you're allowed. What's the chachma? The chachma is that it's a tefillah. So that's the chachma, and that's why, even if you hold it's a d'araisa, that's why you'd be able to blow in the base of Mikdash. Okay? A lot more. We will continue. What? Thanks. It's not only the makam of Hakravas Karbanos, but it's the makam of
Tefillah. I understand that.
Makam of Tefillah.
And then it's also, I understand, but the whole safety.